Victoria police officers took 6 replica guns in 2 days off the street last week in what is described as an alarming and dangerous trend. VICPD Chief Delmanic said each week, officers seize an average of 2 real or replica firearms that are being used to threaten and intimidate people. For officer safety, he said, police treat all firearms as real until proven otherwise. In situations where real or imitation firearms are involved, officers have to make split-second, life or death decisions on how they respond, VICPD said in a statement on Monday. On Thursday, just before 8 a.m., patrol officers received a report of a man smashing windows on the ground floor of a building in the 200 block of Cook Street. The suspect was located nearby and arrested. Police said a search of the suspect yielded 3 imitation firearms, .22 caliber ammunition, 2 ounces of drugs and some cash. Police said the imitation firearms were Glock-style pellet guns with air-powered magazines, with a similar look and feel to the firearms used by VICPD. On Friday in the 700 block of Johnson Street, VICPD got a report of an argument between a male and a female. The male appeared to have a handgun tucked in his waistband. After a search warrant was approved, officers entered a residence and located 2 starter pistols, an airsoft pistol, .22 caliber ammunition and shotgun shells. 2 men inside the residence were arrested for unlawful possession of a firearm. The 2 males were released with conditions and a future court date. Police said additional details could not be revealed, as both files were still under investigation or before the courts. Last year, VICPD seized 97 guns, a 73% increase from 2022, and 42 imitation firearms. D. Kloster at TimesColonist.com.